Welcome everybody. Shir number 1472. We're learning today. Leave the nishmas Moshe Doif Avraham Zizel. The nishmas Blima Basra Moshe Lerufur Shalem Rufol Avram Nisanel Ben Masha Liban Lerufur Shalem Tzvi Ben Leah Miriam. Getting back to the halachas of Kippol Begadim. Okay, we are trying. We're going through the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos. He has a whole section on Kippol Begadim. Like we mentioned in the past, various different Sfarim we try and use. Some Sfarim have sections on certain things, some Sfarim have different sections on other things. So it's very important to have a variety of different Sfarim. So he brings down, interesting, on page Shin Pei, our Simon is Simon Shin Beis, and mixed in a little bit others. His Simon is Simon Reish Mem. Okay, so he says, just explaining the paper, we've been going through some of the halachas of bending paper. We pretty much covered many of the various basic shilas in reference to clothing. And folding it's not the major, tremendous sugya, but we covered some of the basics. If we come across, as we always do, even though we'll be in Bezras Hashem, a different part of Shabbos, when we come across various interesting questions on other parts, even things like this, the folding, whatever. So then, as we always do, we always come back to it and try and discuss it at that point. And there's two things. Number one, the Shaila came up at that point. And number two, it's a reviewer, a chazara, which is something that's needed constantly, especially in Shabbos, and in brachas for that matter. But be it as it may. So he says, he says like this, that when it comes to, what about a napkin, right? I have a napkin and I'm setting up the table, right? No questions of borer or whatever the case is. Not an issue. I'm just folding the napkins. I have these napkins or paper napkins, let's say paper napkins, and I'm folding them nicely. Fold it over once, and a nice fold, and then I put the fork and knife or whatever it is on top of it. And I set up the table like that. Is there a problem with making a fold like that? So he says, no. He says that's pasha. That's not a problem at all. He says even if you're going to say that might even possibly be a problem of making a fold in a paper for whatever reason might be, and even if it might fall in under the concept of folding for folding for clothing, possibly to kimono or whatever. But the bottom line is, this is nothing. You're doing it, this is going to be, as soon as you're doing it, number one, for a niceness, just to look nice on the plate, on the, what do you call it, on the table, right? And he says, interesting thing, that as soon as a person, you fold it there, as soon as a person starts eating, they take the napkin and the whole fold is gone, right? In about 2 seconds, the fold is gone. A person wipes their mouth, wipes their hands or whatever, and the Zohar recognizes him. And then he says, he's just throwing it out. So what's the problem, right? And he says, Bechlal, like we said, this whole thing of folding clothing would not apply in general as far as the five conditions, like we mentioned. My clothing basically would not apply by folding paper. So he said that would not be a problem at all. But he brings down further that, okay, so that's simple. You make a simple fold, you fold it over once, whatever. But now the problem is a person starts folding it in a little bit more sophisticated manner, if we want to call it, right? So you start to make, a hat, person folds a hat, an airplane, these type of things. So he said that's already running more into a problem, not so much tikkun mana, but more of koisev, boina, possibly, right, writing. When we spoke about writing, we said that's not only by the writing itself, but even forming pictures sometimes. It could be falling under boina, building possibly. So he says, and even if there's no kiyum to it, right? I fold a nice, I know how to fold paper nice. I make a birdie, I make a plane, I make a boat, but even if there's no kiyum, still be running into a problem. Al mitzad binyan leka de kaimlan ein binyan sir b'keilim. He wants to say, okay, al binyan that probably wouldn't be a major problem because it's a binyan rafay ein binyan sir b'keilim. There's such a concept, especially with binyan rafay. We're not going to go through the whole thing right now. A soft type of a flimsy type of thing like paper, so maybe that wouldn't be a major issue. But koisev could be. But he brings down an interesting thing. He just wanted to bring it out there. So an adult definitely should not do it. But he says if little kids, he does say, he brings from the Shaila Shuvos Ber Moshe, he brings the Shaila Shuvos Ber Moshe Chelek Vav Simen Chaf Hei V'Simen Chaf Beis. So he says because of the passions, the Mutter La Yalot, small kids let's say, folding, making a little airplane. We're not talking about cutting. We're not talking about something or tearing, nothing like that. They're folding up a paper. And they make a little boat, possibly, something not sophisticated, a little hat. He brings down a koiva or a hat or something like that, or a little type of a boat, a very unsophisticated type of things. Young children, again, we're not talking about older children either, but young children. So he wants to say, so that l'chayim we could say is would be mutter in those instances, because he says l'mais everybody sees that kol roim she'ein aleim shem kli. Everybody sees that it's not a kli. It's not they folded this little hat and it falls apart right away. Again, we're talking about younger children. I know he doesn't mention over here if we're talking about mamish on the chinuch, but young children, whatever. I'm not going to start giving an age, whatever the case is. But everybody has to know their own child, Lafi, where they're holding. There's some, we mentioned in the past, there's some children that are sharper, some children understand better, some children make better things, and so I want to mention one thing while we're on the subject. When we spoke about Lego in the past, so we said, B'shem Rabelski, Zech Tzadok Levracha, others, in reference to Lego, when young children build things, whatever, that's put together, take it apart. Adults, we said in general, not to stop playing with Legos and all these things. Not we're not talking about in conjunction with the children where it's like mamish nothing, but to stop building themselves, that shouldn't be done. And we said even older children, but young little children, they're playing, they put together, falls apart. There's nothing established over there. But again, you have to know. I know from the past. Sometimes you have a child that's a very handy, very sophisticated fellow, and especially when it comes to building. I remember kids when they were smaller. And, even at a younger age, they could put something together really nice and fancy and better than the adults. Mamish better than the adults. So in those cases, again, you want to be careful not to do this. But he's talking about the thing where he's bringing down from the B'amosh, a little kid, they fold the hat. Oh, look at the hat. You pick it up, it falls apart. There's nothing there. So these type of things, even though the kid might have folded, again, we're not tearing, there's no cutting, something like that. They might have folded it into some sort of a form. And it's young children, so he says, "Kol royim she'ein aleim shem kli." Everybody sees that mamash falls apart as soon as you pick it up. Ve'nu davishal kayama raks chuk biyanda. He says it's not a davishal kayama. It's not something that's going to stay. It's a toy. They put it together, they fold it up, and it falls apart. Fold it up again, little kids. So he says in those cases it would be okay, but older adults or whatever, older children should definitely not start folding up paper and making these fancy different things. Thank you for listening. Aslochem bracha kol tov.